Good morning and welcome. Hopefully, it has been a good Advent for all of us here as we continue to prepare both our homes and our hearts for the birth of our Savior. I know many of us have been taking advantage of our parish's Advent Novena to help prepare ourselves for Christmas, which is now just less than a week away as we celebrate this weekend, the fourth and final Sunday of Advent. Luke's Gospel provides us with the unique opportunity of reflecting upon the first few days of Our Lady's pregnancy. For many families, the realization of a pregnancy can be both a frightening and joyful experience. It can be frightening because we begin to think about all of the changes that will occur within our lives, along with all the various tasks that need to be done in preparation for the birth of a child. Yet, at the same time, it is this realization that a child is coming into the home that can also fill a family with great joy and happiness about all the new changes and experiences that will be shared in raising a child. But before a bassinet and crib are purchased, and before the first brushstroke of paint is placed upon the nursery walls, there is the all-important announcement of the good news to everyone we know. Every couple tries to think of a creative and unique way of announcing their pregnancy. This was certainly true for my wife and I with all of our pregnancies. It seemed like our thoughts went first towards trying to create a unique and special way of announcing our good news. Oftentimes, it came in the form of a rather silly riddle for others to try and decode. The one that I remember the most was from when we were awaiting the birth of our second child. We didn't quite know what to say, so we decided on using our 2-year-old daughter to make the announcement via a type of knock-knock joke for our family members. It basically went along the lines of responding to the question of who's there with the statement, "It's me," to which everyone would ask, "It's me who?" And our oldest, Madeline, would respond by saying, "It's me, the big sister." Now, yes, it was a little silly joke on our part, and it had some folks taking a minute or two to fully figure out what we were trying to reveal. But nonetheless, it worked. It was cheesy, but fun, and everyone enjoyed with us as we awaited a second birth. Now, Mary, on the other hand, she didn't use any riddles, nor any set of clues to announce her pregnancy. She did, however, do something that is sometimes considered unique and at other times puzzles scripture scholars. Following Mary's acceptance of God's will for her to become the mother of Jesus, according to the evangelist Luke, the first person that Mary shares the good news with is her older cousin Elizabeth, who lives quite a distance from her. The distance from the town of Nazareth to the hill country of Judah would have been roughly close to 100 miles. Depending on her mode of travel, it could have taken Mary as much as 5 days to have completed the journey. Most scholars believe that she probably covered the distance within about 3 days. Traveling cross-country can in of itself be a frightening thing to do when we consider the risk of an accident occurring. During Mary's time, traveling was particularly dangerous due to the high risk of encountering thieves along the roadway. For safety reasons, most people tended to travel in groups. The evangelist Luke, however, does not give us much indication about whether Mary had made the journey alone or as part of a group heading down towards Judah. Luke just states that Mary had gone in haste to her cousin. Regardless of whether she made the journey as part of a group or not, one thing is for certain. She traveled the distance with Jesus within her, who was most likely her source of strength and encouragement for the journey. When Mary had finally reached Elizabeth's home And upon entering the home, just the sound of Mary's greeting was enough to begin to stir up excitement and joy. The infant within Elizabeth's womb began to leap for joy, while Elizabeth herself, in having heard Mary's greeting, became filled with the Holy Spirit, and along with feeling her baby's movement, she proclaimed, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Think about it for a moment. John the Baptist, before he was even born, began his vocation of preparing others for Jesus. A 6-month-old unborn child was able to recognize and to respond to the life begun in Our Lady's womb. A life that was just 3 to 5 days old from the point of conception. If only our own nation could possess the same wisdom as John the Baptist to recognize the beginning and sanctity of life from the moment of conception. Nonetheless, of all the people that Mary could have gone to first with the good news of her pregnancy, why did she choose to go to Elizabeth? Just the distance alone was enough to justify Mary waiting to visit her cousin. Did Mary go to Elizabeth because the thought of Elizabeth was still fresh in Mary's mind? From when the angel appeared to Mary, reminded her about her cousin Elizabeth, who was once barren, but now was in a 6th month of her pregnancy. Or maybe the experience of having witnessed an angel and of hearing of God's will for Mary. Maybe that experience had filled Mary with such an awe and excitement that she just had to share it with someone. Someone who herself had experienced an amazing God moment in her own life and could relate to what Mary was experiencing and feeling herself. After all, how many of us have ever experienced a unique moment with God in our lives? A moment so powerful that it makes us want to share the experience with others. But we may not do so out of fear, because we think others just won't believe us, that they might even ridicule us for speaking about our unique experiences with God. Or, what if Mary went to Elizabeth not so much for Mary's sake, but because Elizabeth was in need of receiving the good news of the Incarnation to help strengthen her for the birth and life of her son, John the Baptist? After all, following the conception of John the Baptist, Elizabeth was basically living in hiding. Maybe she was trying to avoid risking any harm coming to her unborn child, given her advanced years. Also, Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah, had been made mute from the beginning of Elizabeth's pregnancy. So this was a pregnancy that was surrounded by challenges for Elizabeth. It could be that Mary went to Elizabeth to bring her comfort, peace, and joy during this time. Remember that when Mary entered into Elizabeth's home, just the sound of her greeting was enough to stir excitement and joy within the home and to allow Elizabeth to be filled with the Holy Spirit. One would think that throughout her life, Mary must have greeted Elizabeth many times. So, what was so different about her greeting this time? What was so different about Mary this time, unlike the other times? The difference was that now, Mary was undeniably one with Jesus, which even made the sound of her voice different from all those other times. Mary was quite literally a living, breathing tabernacle of our Lord. She journeyed in haste to her cousin Elizabeth to not only share the good news of her pregnancy, but to also share the good news of our Lord and Savior, who was truly present there in that home thanks to Our Lady. our gospel account, it's not just the story of the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth. It is also the story of the beginning of Mary's discipleship and of her willingness to share her son, Jesus, without any hesitation. Throughout her life, Mary always led and directed others towards her son. Even now, she continues to lead us towards her son, Jesus. St. Ambrose once said, "If according to flesh, only one is the mother of Christ, then according to faith, all souls bring Christ. Every soul welcomes in himself or herself the Word of God." During these final days of Advent, as we prepare ourselves to welcome the birth of our Savior, will we also prepare ourselves to share Jesus with others without hesitation, just like Our Lady has done? So that one day, may someone say to us, "Blessed are you, because you carry the Lord like Mary."